Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now here's today's message.
So much focus and attention can be placed on what God has forbidden, as if it is by considering the forbidden that we get a life of true freedom. Actually, it is what God has allowed that shows us our true freedom. Yes, there are certain things that God has crafted in us of which He decided the way it was going to be. Even zooming out from that, though, was it not God who created the whole universe, set all things in order, and even created the earth and all its functioning and the universal laws behind that? This being the case, then, we can also recognize that God has created all persons individually. We did not decide whether we are a boy or a girl, what kind of skin we have, how tall we are, what color hair is on our head, our eye color, etc. Does this mean God is the ultimate dictator? Does this prove He does indeed restrict freedom? You see, though, isn't that really where it stops? Isn't that where freedom begins? No one gets to create their own universe and earth. We are all the same on that level.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.